Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley with Instant Illumination. We have for us today the Maestro Heinz Oertli, the Reverend Dr. Reverend Heinz Oertli. Have you got your doctorate yet?
Not yet.
You're working on it. Okay. The Reverend Master Heinz Oertli, who has taken the three blind mice and completely given them a new sight that they never dreamed possible.
It's called the three wise stem cells now.
Oh, okay. The three white stem cells.
Wise
stem cells. Wow, wow. The three wise stem cells. Okay, Mr. Reverend Oertli, Heinz Oertli, et cetera, et cetera. Loud and clear for all to hear.
Three good thoughts, here is how they run, here is how they run. I see my stem cells homeward run, I am myself and I have fun. I know I am the enlightened one, with three good thoughts, three good thoughts.
Wiederholen.
Three good thoughts, three good thoughts.
Here is how they run, here is how they run.
I see my stem cells homeward done. I am myself and I have fun. I am the enlightened one with three good thoughts,
three good thoughts. Here is how they run, here is how they run. I see my stem cells homeward done. I am myself and I have fun. I know I am the enlightened one with three good thoughts.
Excellent.
Three good thoughts.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Very good.
Now, what you have done is you have taken a standard little old song around, and you have put words to it that express what your feeling is about your stem cells. Now, I think it's a very charming concept to think that the stem cells have their homework done. And the homework is whatever the teacher assigns. And who is the teacher of our stem cell?
The role model, me.
The role model, me, said the great author of the song, Three Good Thoughts.
Three wise stem cells.
Yeah. Three wise stem cells. Very good. Now, you see, we are supposed to have fun and enjoy life. We're supposed to play games with life. We're supposed to make it a thrilling adventure where everybody sits up and takes notice and says, hey, that's a new way of looking at the old song there that used to be about all sorts of silly stuff. This is real significant stuff. You have put dynamite under those words. You have put dynamite under those concepts. Then you've made them into something that's going to really make us all sit up and take notice. And they're really going to make us sit up and take notice, because it is wonderful. Give me your sheet of paper, please. I don't really want you. I do want you, but I've got you anyhow. So, it's called Three White Stem Cells, or Three Stem Cells, or My Three Stem Cells?
Three Wise.
Three Wise Stem Cells. Boy, that is great. And not a pencil to be found in the house. And you'd think that we'd have pencils around here. This is a university. They should be loaded with pencils and loaded with wise beings. All right, three wise stem cells. Three wise stem cells. Okay, now, three, and then we should say that. Three wise stem cells, three wise stem cells. Oh, you want to say three good thoughts?
Three good thoughts.
Three good thoughts. Three good thoughts. Three good thoughts. Here's how they run. Here's how they run. I see my stem cells homework done. I am myself and I have fun. I know I am the enlightened one with three good thoughts. Beautiful. Okay, now, when you realize this, you have come to a very interesting conception for yourself. First, my wise stem cells, here's how they function, here's how they function. I see my stem works, homework done, I am myself and I have fun. I know I am the enlightened one with three good thoughts, with wise stem cells. Now, I want to change it. Wise stem cells, wise stem cells. Here's how they work. Here's how they run. I see my stem cells homework done. I am myself and I have fun. I know I am the enlightened one with three wise stem cells, with three good thoughts, with three good me, with me good, with me as why, with my stem cells, with my wise stem cells. Three wise stem cells, three wise stem cells. Here's how they work, here's how they play. I see my stem cells work, homework done. I am myself and I have fun. I know I am the enlightened one with three wise stem cells. In fact, 10,000 wise stem cells, 10,000 wise stem cells. Here's how they work, here's how they run, here's how they work, here's how they run, here's how they work, here's how they run. Rolling out of my brain, that's done. I see my stem cells homework done. I am myself and I have fun. I know I am the enlightened one with three wise stem cells. This is a song that Heinz wrote. It is a makeover of another song, and it's quite charming. Heinz approves and disapproves of some of my interloping in his music here, but that's part of the fun. So Heinz has given us his initial thoughts. Now Heinz will give us his final thoughts when he gets this back and he goes back to work on it. Then he'll do it his way. And it may not be the way I have given it to you at all. It may be 100,000, million, zillion, jillion times better. But give or take an inch or two, I'm not bad. So, play a game. You have 10,000 stem cells in your brain every day popping out saying, say, Master, what would you have us do? And it's up to you to visualize what those stem cells are going to do. So, Heinz Ehrtli, of Switzerland, of New Zealand, of the world, of the universe, of the University of Healing, of the Absolute Monastery, because he's a monk, you know. He's a monkey, monkey, monk. And he has been going through his mind, coming up what he thinks these white stem cells are doing in our brain and in our world. And Heinz is visualizing them as wise stem cells. I think that's a very adequate word, maybe even very good word. But three white stem cells, three wise stem cells, three good stem cells, three stem cells, my stem cells, three pure stem cells, original purity and integrity, you know. Fine. We play all sorts of games with these things, and that's good. Don't be limited. And when you get done, you may go back to what you originally had and probably find that that's what you really want to say. Because I know we have worked over some songs that I have liked very much, and we changed the words, and when we changed the words, we changed the feeling of it. And my feeling for the song was gone, and I couldn't get the same enthusiasm. And what is the words of the song? The words of the song are about I live forever in perfect health and whatever it is.
Coming through the rye?
Yes, coming through the rye. Come on. If a body want a body that is whole and strong,
he
must think of a perfect body, think it all day long. Get the melody of the word out for us so we can have it perfect there. But you see, it's a nice song, and we changed it to the first person present tense positive, and in doing that, it sort of drifted away from its joy and charm and happiness, for me at least. Yeah. Now, if you weren't familiar with it and you were not used to using it, then it wouldn't be unusual for you. But if you're used to it, then it's unusual.
That's the new version.
That's the new version.
You can sing the old.
If a body wants a body that is well and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. Lovingly I see my body, perfect, perfectly. I live So this is a new one. I'll read the new one to you. There's the old one. That my favorite. My favorite. Here it comes. If a body wants a body that is well and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. Make your mind acknowledge your body perfect, perfectly. You'll demonstrate a perfect body, even you and me. And you see, that's a little change from how we originally had it too. But it's kind of fun. It's to the tune of Coming Through the Rye. If a body wants a body that is well and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. Make your mind acknowledge your body perfect, perfectly. You'll demonstrate a perfect body, even you and me. If a body wants a body that is well and strong, he must have perfect stem cells working through his mind with a song. Make your stem cells acknowledge your perfection perfect, perfectly. You'll demonstrate a perfect body, even you and me. It doesn't quite go. But you see, if we have some of these beautiful linguists and musicologists and so forth around us, what we can expect will be magic. We have just hired one of the most expensive men in the country as a composer to some of our stem cell music, and his name is Paul. And he lives up in Northern California, and his sister-in-law has offered his help to us, and so we'll see how powerful his sister-in-law is in getting him to come through with some beautiful music on his guitar, on his ukulele, on his piano, on his voice, on everything, singing all of the joy songs so that we'll have the melodies to go to perfectly. This is a lot of fun. This is what our life is all about. This is what has just begun. We are doing some very outstanding things. And think these things with us, and join with us as you too let your wise stem cells out of the box, because they're out already. And they're going to flow around with the cells that are up in your mind, in your brain, that are used to just being the old 20/20 vision or 10/10 vision or some other silly thing. And you want immortal vision, eternal vision. You want vision that sees forever. You want vision that's unlimited. Don't you have any words for that? My goodness sakes, I hear I give Sylvia an opportunity to come across with her genius, and she sits there holding it in her mouth, savoring it and keeping it to herself. Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Oh, you say those of you.
Three good thoughts. Here's how they run. I see my stem cells homework done. I am myself and I have fun. I am the enlightened one with three good thoughts. I love you. Have a good day and listen in again tomorrow for more wonderful thoughts on how to let your stem cells out for the day. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.